Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But I get home and I'm watching WrestleMania. Incredible final match, right? You got Cody Rhodes trying to finish his story against Roman Reigns.
Why does everyone keep saying that, the story thing?
That was the build up.
That's
the
hook. Okay.
So his father, obviously,
Dusty Rhodes,
iconic and legendary, never got a strap. Cody Rhodes' story in the arc in WWE, he was there, he was gone, he was there, he was gone. At one point, he left to go create his own wrestling venture, basically. He's been at odds with the company. Company now run by Triple H, he was in the locker room with at one point, comes back, and now he's got a chance to headline. And he's main evented before, but he's never been the main event where he's the guy that wins, right? So he's finishing his story last night. I'm not a big Roman Reigns guy. Now, I should point out again, on a scale of Danny to Chris Russell, who was at WrestleMania last night.
Right, he was late today for his show because he was there last night.
I'm probably smack dab in the middle.
Okay.
Right? Like, you say you're not a wrestling guy and you have zero interest.
Correct.
I say I'm not a wrestling guy, which I think is fair and true, except that when it's in D.C., I'll take my kid to an event maybe, or I might get on the app and watch like a 95 Royal Rumble. There's a nostalgia to it because when I was a kid, I was all in. I don't know about you. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I don't know that you ever watched like Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
you
it was huge.
Okay. So, yeah. So when I was in late elementary school, early middle school, Attitude Era WWF, The Rock, Stone Cold, Mankind, Generation X, like, it was the best.
Well, we were flipping between, you know, whatever match was better, whatever storyline was better between that and Nitro. I mean, you know, Hulk Hogan's doing bits and Goldberg never lost.
Goldberg's arc got me a little bit into WCW and NWO with Hogan, clearly like everybody else. But I was never a WCW guy. Like, you had to be a little older than me to care about WCW because WWF crushed them so much
totally.
My childhood that basically they were just pulling all the best from WCW over. And the only guys that stayed just hated Vince McMahon and had real issues with him, basically. But when I was a kid, like, that's what you talked about at school every Tuesday. You go in, and it was last night's match. Which, speaking of which, I went back and watched just a random, because I watched the first of two nights. Now, WrestleMania is two nights. They do Saturday, 4 hours. Sunday, 4 hours. Way excessive over-the-top amounts of content, but they made it all very good, so good for them. But after I watched the final hour and a half or so of WrestleMania on Saturday night, the bug was biting me a little bit. I was itching for a little wrestling. So I went back and I just said, what was the era where I was all in? And on the Peacock app, they've got everything. So I went back and picked a WWE Raw from when I was like 11 years old. And it was just winter, about a month before Christmas, like 11-year-old me watching Raw on a Monday night. My God, has the world changed a little bit. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of things that were cancelable and terrible and by today's standards, just forget, like, inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Just jaw. I mean, I was watching this
yes.
as an 11-year-old. Like, this what is, are we doing
this
here?
This was allowed?
So it's crazy to think about now, but it's a whole different world. So I bring all this up to tell you that last night's final match of WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, was probably the craziest 10 minutes of wrestling I've ever seen in my life. For people that don't care, I'll make this short and sweet. But Danny, they had this match where, based on the night before, Cody Rhodes is set up as if he's going to lose because they're doing it now, what they call, the rules were against him, bloodline rules, okay? Meaning they were going to allow basically him to be demolished by all of Roman Reigns' minions the whole match long. So they're coming out one at a time. Any chance he gets the upper hand, they're beating up on him pretty good. John Cena, out of nowhere, comes running down to the ring. The Rock, who's back for this very short run for WrestleMania, comes down to the ring. The Undertaker chime hits. The whole building goes dark. Everyone's losing their minds. I still think that's the greatest pop. Maybe the only one better would be Stone Cold's
the glass breaking.
Glass. But that first note WWE moment of, and everyone just going nuts. The Rock, back in the day, went, if you smell right there, uh-huh. Everyone would go crazy. But the one that has always gotten you
boom.
Is boom, and then the lights go out.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rock's in the ring, and here comes Taker. Choke slams him. That's it. Boom,
that's it.
Right there. Just one after another. Boom, boom, boom. And all I could think about was Triple H sitting at gorilla position, back behind the scenes, you know, just his Mona Lisa. Like, this guy is the maestro. You know, he is... Who did Brad Cooper just play as the composer?
I don't know the name, but I was going to say the maestro. Yeah, he's the conductor.
World famous conductor.
Steve the conductor.
No, it was just a movie. Levice, I don't know, something.
Ceviche.
No, it's not that. But Vince could never. Triple H
Stop
is take. I'm telling you, Vince could never.
Stop it.
He wasn't liked enough. I think people want to come back to work with Triple H right now. I think the era has it's all just taking off. It's like wrestling empowered. We talk about this with other sports, with player empowerment. He was a player, so he gets it. But I think you're seeing more people opting in and coming back and being interested. They love the guy. And was that a work or a shoot last night after Cody wins that he's calling Triple H out to, like, take a bow after WrestleMania? I mean, I would imagine that was, like, him. Because he grabbed the mic after his big win. And it's like 10 minutes afterwards, but they haven't gone dark yet. And he's like, I want to call two people out from the back. One donk I'd never heard of who probably runs everything. And then Triple H. And I think he was like off script. I think he was just like, you know, I want you to come out and get up, take a bow. This was amazing night for wrestling.
For a guy that's not a wrestling guy, there was a lot of wrestling guy in that little soliloquy right there. You think it's a work or a shoot? Because he comes back there, gets just one guy with a pop. And dude. Wrestling Mark over there.
No.
You are Mark, A. Mark, and the Fun Bunch.
I don't think so.
Funky Bunch?
I'll be back out. I might have one eye on Raw tonight for a couple of minutes just to see what's what. Maybe just a little.
That's a wrestling guy right there.
But I am a grown-up, and I try not to eat my boogers, so I can't watch more than a few minutes tonight, as you know. That's the way that works.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was a hell of a show last night. Nothing for you? You didn't care at all?
I didn't know it was happening.
Yeah.
I mean,
what if your kids got into it?
I think
that would help.
Yeah, sure. I would take him to something.
Would you be psyched to watch a little bit?
No, I can't anymore. And I'm not doing the thing where I'm not cowherding it where it's like, if you like it, you're stupid. I'm not at all.
No, that's his line. If you like wrestling, you eat your boogers.
Yeah, it's something like that.
It's a cowherd line.
I'm not doing that. I just don't care. It's not for me. Like, I don't know when that happened that it turned. I mean, because I was there in the year 2000. In the year 2000. Backlash. Then I think it was MCI Center. Could have been Verizon. I don't remember. They changed the name all the time, but it had something to do with phones. The Rock and Triple H. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's good stuff.
Stone Cold, like The Rock was like, the Rock says this, Stone Cold Steve Austin will be back in the building tonight. And that was after Stone Cold had hurt himself.
Get me Seth Rollins' intro song. By the way, it's fire. Here's something that I realized. So I went to Raw several weeks back, Slash at Rainey hooked me with tickets to take my boy. And I went, and we had good seats. It was very, very cool. But what I realized, because that night was the beginning of the buildup, I think, to WrestleMania. It's like one at a time they came down. This was right before the Rumble, I think, or maybe right after the Rumble. And so Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes and all these guys came down. But the music is key. But Rollins has it. Play it for me. Rollins has this song now where everybody, like, basically with the music, the whole crowd, he gets this nice pop where it's like, oh, and the whole house is doing it. It gets me fired up. I get psyched. Yeah. I think Danny Huhe could have a little bit left in him.
No, it's right, it's here. Long gone.
Oh, and it's 50,000 strong.
Right here. Now, what you can't see me doing is hitting the up or down on the channel button on my imaginary remote. No interest anymore. Like, I don't know when it quit entirely, but it wasn't long after the year 2000. Okay. Once I got out of school, I think it just, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Am I wrong, Darius? That song, it gets me where everyone's going, oh.
It's quite incredible.
It's that great.
And Cody Rhodes has a portion of his song where the crowd pops.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Does the same
Let
thing.
Me hear
yeah.
Cody Rhodes as well. Now, this is Cody Rhodes. He is the American Nightmare. I don't know why he's the Nightmare, by the way, because he's a baby face. He couldn't be more of a face. So the idea of a Nightmare is, Rainey, what do you got on that? Hold on, you're not on. There you go.
His dad was the American Dream. Dusty Rhodes.
Okay, but why does he got to be Nightmare?
I can't hear you.
Dream, opposite of Nightmare, playing off
I understand,
of
but the point is he's babyface.
Fine by
it's not
me.
A nightmare about a babyface. He comes out and everyone goes, yay!
I don't know, man.
It's just not a nightmare. let me hear his. He's got a banger song as well when you get it. But so if you're watching last night, mm-hmm. All right, and here's the difference between you and I would say. I get psyched for like a good pump up montage. If I watch a 24/7 before a boxing match, I'm now into the boxing match and I might order. Because I see this guy and his family and the training. I don't think you get suckered in by that.
Not at all.
So if you're watching last night, music hits and Cena comes running down. This is so good. Nothing. No emotion.
None.
Then The Rock comes out. If you smell, Final Boss Man. He's coming
I'd be like,
down.
That's crazy. The Rock is there. I thought Rock was in movies.
Undertaker. Dong. Dung. Still not any emotion. Nothing
None.
For you?
It's over with.
So then maybe I can't say that I don't care about wrestling at all.
Because you do. Like
right here. Give me that again, Darius.
If it can move you to emotion.
Go back a little bit and fire that back up. This. The whole crowd behind him.
You know what it sounds like? That song it sounds like when you're like driving on a long road trip.
Okay.
And you hear kind of like, this is a rock and roll tune. I don't really know. What is it? Then you listen to the words and it's actually like Christian rock. Like it sounds like a version of rock and roll where it's like, he saves us all. And I'm like, oh, all right. Wait a minute. But it's not, but that's what it sounds like. Because they can't use any like real music.
So you'll confidently say right now, you'll never watch 2 minutes of wrestling again for the rest of your life.
No, I can't. If my kids are into it, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just, this is the difference between you and I. Like, not even the difference. But a lot of people think if I'm not interested in something, it means I actively hate it. I'm not like yelling at people for watching it. I'm not like screaming at you or telling you you're stupid or like rooting against something. If it's not in my field of caring, I just can't. It's
okay.
A weakness. Like, I don't muster any interest.
Did
you know?
Watch any of Iowa women's basketball?
Zero.
Caitlin Clark in the tournament?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
So, like, I watched that because similarly, same as Cody Rhodes, and is he going to finish his story? I don't care that much about Cody Rhodes, but then I'm watching it and I'm like emotional as this guy's getting lifted.
Look, he did it, man.
I really was.
He did it.
He's getting lifted on Sami Zayn's shoulders. I don't care about Sami Zayn. They're carrying him out. He's a jolly good
fella. Look after everything Cody went through, man. He did it.
I went up and woke up my wife just as a bit, to be honest with you.
Did you really?
Dead serious.
Did you really?
I swear to God.
Can you imagine
when
poor
I went
wife
to bed?
Sleeping?
When I went to bed, she was sound asleep, and I tapped her and I said, Cody finished his story.
Cody did it, boo.
Just like that.
Hey, hun. Listen, Cody did it.
And my wife was like, you're kidding. And I was like, no, he finished his story. What is she going to do? She's sound asleep.
She's going, really? Okay.
But I did. 100% true story. Dead asleep. I go up. I lay next to her in bed. I grab her by the shoulder. She kind of, like, what? And I said, Cody finished the story.
Like my, I think my, I can't remember which NCAA game was second on Saturday night for the dudes. Was the UConn game, were they second?
Yes.
Were they first? So my wife was really tired. She went to bed before the ending of the UConn game, right? And it was close to Alabama. They were nip and tuck. And then of course UConn went on the run because that's what UConn does. I didn't wake my wife up for that. You see what I'm saying? She was watching it. She was interested. I waited to the next morning and be like, yeah, UConn finished their story. You woke your wife up to tell her that Cody Rhodes in the made-up TV
he
event.
He finished his story. He did. I'll even give you one. This is going to sound terrible.
Oh,
this
man.
Is bad.
Here we go.
Because Enoch just tweeted me, a listener who said, the greatest part of this segment is Grant trying to convince the listeners and himself that he's not a mark.
Yeah, as a mark.
So, but I should not even admit this. But here we are.
Go ahead, Mark Pryor.
After WrestleMania ended last night, it was like 11 o'clock, okay? Took forever for Cody to leave the ring.
Sure, you got to finish that story. It takes a minute, yeah.
Carried up the runway, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I did next?
No.
I got on WWE's YouTube page, and I watched the press conferences for an hour and a half.
No!
Swear to you. I watched Bayley's
presser. Here we go.
I watched Damian Priest's presser. I don't even know who the hell that is. I watched Cody Rhodes emotional talking about his father and the watch that Triple H gave him with not Tony Khan, but the other Khan who runs WWE.
Shad Khan?
No, it's a third Khan. It's another
James Khan?
No. And then I watched Triple H's press conference. So he comes out with his sheet. He's like, we did 147,000 people last 2 days. Want to thank C4 or Energy Drink. They're coming back for SummerSlam. I watched the entire press conference.
You ever think about doing like a wrestling podcast with Tom Daly?
No. I love Tom, but I'm not a mark. I'm just not a mark. So I can't do that. But that was a good.
Oh, I'm crying.
That was a hell of an event last night. Street Profits should have been in the final.
Watch the press conference.
It should have been there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.